Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School and the clinic director at the Premier Center in Santa Monica, where he treats many famous names in Hollywood under nationally recognized Premier Labs owner and CEO Dr. Robert Marshall. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. I'm going to describe your day to you today, and hopefully you fit the mold. You woke up, you looked out the window. We're in our fourth day of beautiful rain, just at the right pace, no floods. And you jumped into your shorts, and you hit the track. And you jogged slowly, or you walked, or you went out into nature. You found some hills up in the canyons, and you walked. Or you jogged, and you took it to the point where you knew that your body needed to stretch, and you understood how to stretch. You've listened to enough shows instructionally about stretching so that you understand you can't get away with a good workout without a good stretch. And so you stopped 5 minutes, 10 minutes into your workout to stretch, and you pulled your tendons, and you isolated your tension, and you found out where the little kinks were. And when you were finished, you felt more limber, and you went back to that jog, that uphill walk, that discourse with nature. In fact, your body was warm enough where you took your shirt off. You let the cold fog hit your skin. Hopefully, you're healthy enough to do that. And if you're not, I have options, but let's stick to this one. So you're out there jogging, and you're more limber, and it's feeling fantastic, and you love the clean air because of the rain and the fog. And you accelerated a little bit, but you hadn't found your center yet. Your center. Welcome to the real medicine. Your center. Is that a word you can relate to now after 80 shows in a year and three quarters? Your center. You hadn't found your center yet, so you stretched a little more. You hit your hamstrings, your adductors, your quadriceps, your low back. You twisted your kidneys. You opened your pecs. You pushed your belly out and relaxed your diaphragm. You stretched your scalenes. You pulled up and opened the back of your head. You bent open your hands. You bent over your ankles. And when you were finished in that little stretch routine that you did somewhere on a rock or a fence, you felt your body align. It aligned, and you hit center. So you hit center, and you felt even more spring. Now you felt like you used to feel. Now you're starting to get warmed up, we say. No, you're not the other guy that doesn't know any of this, the other guy that just hits the track like a big lunk, off balance, misaligned, no concept of anything, blows his knee out because he can't feel the inadequate alignment. Not you. You understand. So you accelerate through your center into your workout. And you take it all the way to the point where you feel a little bit confident that maybe for 2 minutes or 5 minutes or 10 minutes or 60 minutes or 75 minutes or an hour and a half, you could stress your body. But you used your common sense. You did. And you listened to your body because you knew how. And you understood that if you're not listening to your body, you're going to lose. You're going to blow out your knee. You're going to hurt yourself. If you lose concentration doing anything worth doing, you lose. Workouts are no different. So you listened to your body. You accelerated your workout. And after 2 minutes, you were out of breath. Bravo. So what? You pushed that workout to your edge, not the edge of your son or your daughter, or not the edge that you once remembered 20 or 30 or 40 or 50 or 60 years ago. So you found your edge after 2 minutes, but you sweat a little bit, but you started to feel circulation into your body. But you got a little bit high. But your day just felt now a little bit better. And inside it was sunny. So that outside it was sunny, even though by now you were in the rain. Everybody else sat in the house eating their cornflakes and talking about this baloney about how there's no time. There's no time. There's no time for your health. There's no time because you're busy. You've got kids. You've got a job. You've got... How different are you from a slave when you don't have enough time to exercise each day? Think about that. Yeah, there's moments. There's phases. There's months, maybe a year, maybe 2 years. But on the overall... Don't kid yourself. You're lying if you can't get there sooner or later. So give yourself a break if you can't. But understand that over a year or two or three, you must. Because if you don't, you drank the Kool-Aid. If you can't do what I just said, you're going to lose. And if you think compensating for that by sucking down herbal supplements is going to take you to where you want to go, please guess again. It doesn't work that way. That's what this show's about today. But let me continue. After that workout, with that circulation moving through every joint, every part of your body, you dove into the ocean. That's right. You were down there in San Clemente. You were a little bit north of San Clemente, but by good beach. You were up as far as Santa Barbara, as far as Malibu. You were where the water was clean enough so you could enjoy it. Or you dumped into the lake. Or you jumped into the river. You're listening to this show and you're out of state. You got rivers all through this country, lakes, streams, something icy cold. Or you know what you did? You went home and you dumped into your hot jacuzzi, your saltwater jacuzzi, or your heated swimming pool. Or you went home into your infrared sauna. Or you went home, packed on some black magma clay, your head, your hands, your feet, your kidneys, and jumped into the sauna for 15 minutes at 160 degrees or 100 degrees. And if you're 90 years old, if you're 85 years old, if you're 80 years old, if you're sick, if you're, no, you're getting sick, all you did was turn down the gas. You just did what I said, but more gently, you used your head. One thing you didn't do is sit there on your duff, simply thinking to yourself, you can't. Because if you do, you're going to get hurt, you're going to die, something bad is going to happen. Your medical doctor, unsupervised in any aspect of what I just described, cautions you to do nothing more but take a walk. What kind of a crock is that? Take a walk? Is that what you call health? Is that how you expect to heal? By taking a walk? You know what taking a walk is? It's called CYA. And I won't say what that stands for, but you know. It's called cover yourself in case you're one of those people that doesn't listen to your body and you can't do anything better than taking a walk or you'll hurt yourself. You'll fall down and break your face. So we say under that highly litigious California state system, don't tell them to do anything. Just tell them to go home and move their head a few times a day or walk to the store. And that's all you need. That is a big lie. It's a great big lie. Even our Surgeon General admits it's a great big lie. So you got to take a shot. So you ran home. You were warm. You were fuzzy. You had those endorphins kicked in. You jumped into the infrared sauna. You didn't have an infrared sauna. So you went into a really hot shower. You made the water as hot as you could stand it. And then you made the water as icy cold as you could stand it. And you did a minute each way. And you kept going. You finished with cold. You know what you did? And this is the whole show. You moved your lymph, your lymphatic system. You enhanced your drainage. Today's show is about drainage. It's another key concept. It's a fundamental driver. It's what we don't talk about. Drainage? What's drainage? I just want to stick something in my mouth and call it a day. You're going to spin like that. You can't afford to stop at first base. Doing one thing gets you to first base. And first base is better than nothing. But you're not going to get the home run. So I'm talking about the lymphatic system, the drainage system of the body. It's one of the drainage systems. Lymph and drainage and its vital role in your health. That's today's show. Listen up on this show. Okay. Concept. All your cells produce natural poisons. Just in the normal metabolism of the cell produces poison. Urea. All sorts of nitrogen-based slop. Uric acid. All sorts of other types of chemicals. It's constantly pushing out infections that go into the cell, out of the cell. It's constantly breaking down parts of itself and pushing them outside the cell. And then of all the chemicals that hit the cell that get into the intercellular fluid, the fluid between the cells is dirty. It's like a canal. In New York years ago, growing up as a kid, there was the Gowanus Canal. Any of you New Yorkers remember the Gowanus Canal in Brooklyn? No, I didn't say iguana. I said Gowanus Canal. Bloomberg, Mayor Bloomberg fixed the Gowanus Canal. I think it was, I don't know, a $10 billion project. The Gowanus Canal was so filthy that if you were in the Gowanus Canal, if you were foolish enough to dive into the Gowanus Canal, you had a 100% probability of dying. Literally, the acidity of that water mass in Brooklyn. There were no animals in it. There were no fish in it. There was nothing in it. There was bacteria in it. Bacteria survived Hiroshima. But other than bacteria, there was nothing that could survive the Gowanus Canal. Your lymphatic system is supposed to remove the intercellular water, or it gets as filthy as the Gowanus Canal. Yeah, that's right. You got it. Now, here's the concept. If you're out there spinning, which a lot of you are, and you're trying to get back the health you once knew, and you're infusing your body with all this good stuff, here's a concept. Your cell has got to break itself down. It's got to break itself down for the cell to repair itself. There's no such thing as repair without breakdown. So we say, before you get anabolic steroids, they make your muscles grow. Before you go into anabolism and repair dead or semi-dead tissue, which means before you get your organ function back, which means before your chronic symptomology goes away, before these things happen, you're going to have to be ready to break down your tissues so they can be rebuilt. In the bone, we call this osteoclasty versus osteoblasty. Clasty, blasty. Clasty is the bone breaks down. When the cells in the bone get old, other cells eat those cells. Rather, the osteoclasts eat the dead bone, the old bone, so that the osteoblasts will come in and make new bone. Every cell does this. All cells do this. Breakdown, repair. Okay. If you can't get what you broke down, if the dead cell tissues, the scar tissues, anything you've disseminated, denatured, degraded, desecrated, destroyed, that you have to take out of the intercellular space, any of it that you've got to get rid of drains through the lymph. The lymph is a network of tubes. That's all it is. Just like the arteries are a network of tubes. Just like the nerves, in a sense, are a network of tubes. Nerves are solid. But artery, vein, lymphatic, they run together with nerves. Nerve, artery, vein, lymph. Here's another insight. The four of them, nerve, artery, lymph, and vein. The venous system, arterial system, lymphatic system, nerve system, run in a sheath. They run in a tube. It's like when you have this wire protector. It's like when you look at your wiring, there may be 4 to 6 to 10 wires in a bundle. And then that bunch of wires is wrapped in another bundle. That's the way your veins, arteries, nerves, and lymph run through the body in sheaths. Tape. Okay, now. From the intercellular space, the lymph is simply a tube that sucks away that water into bigger lymph tubes and into bigger lymph tubes and into bigger lymph tubes. If you're at your computer, which I hope you are, just do a Google search. Google search. Go to Google. Sorry if I sound this way, but here's the reality. I work with people every day. I watch them on the computer, and so many people over the age of 50 are still not getting this. So I don't mean to sound elementary, but the bottom line is a lot of people will not go to a computer. How many of you, every time you have to navigate through a computer system, get nervous, have anxiety? If someone says, Google this up on the computer, do a search on the computer, you start to sweat a little bit. You get a little anxiety. It's like going to hell, in a sense, isn't it? It's a place you don't like. You're not comfortable with it. Get over that. Please get over that. Pretty soon, I'm going to hit the waves with videos. Mass videos. I'm going to create a massive learning tool through video. So you're going to have to get on. And any of my subscribers, those videos go with the subscription. So if you paid a little bit, it's going to stay a little bit. And if you're going to do it now, it's still going to be a little bit. But what we're going to do is build out from the subscription, which is the verbal education, to the visuals. And I'll be coming out by the first of the year with a good dozen. We're going to hit food. We're going to hit exercise. We're going to hit stretching. We're going to hit all these crazy things. I'm going to go into the best sushi restaurants in Los Angeles and lay it out. I'm going to show you how to eat in an Italian restaurant. We're going to get everything visual on top of the words, and we're going to turn this into something way more dynamic. So it'll be a happy new year for you, I promise, from me to you. But right now, you got to use the theater in your mind. And if not, get on Frank Netter. Do a Frank Netter, N-E-T-T-E-R. Google up images of the lymphatic system so you can take a look at this. And if you're not at a computer, it's a network of tubes through your body that pull away from the intercellular space the filthy water and dump it into your venous system. All your lymphatic system drains into your venous system in your upper left collarbone. In your upper left collarbone. Your collarbone. The upper left hand of your body, just in the upper left lung area, near your left neck, is the collarbone. Right about there, every single fluid between your cells goes into that space and from there into the venous system and then through your kidneys. Big concept now. Your lymph is basically your urine. Your lymph is basically your sweat. Three systems are moving the intercellular space. The intercellular space is not oil. It is not grease. It's water. And that water in the intercellular space is draining through your urine, via your kidney, via your venous system, via your lymphatic system. If it doesn't go out through your urine, it'll go out through your sweat. You got it. Beautiful. So you want to move your lymph? Are you moving your lymph? Are you cleaning your lymph? The question is, are you sweating? Are you sick? Are you chronically ill? Are you not chronically ill, but you can barely hold your job? Is getting from your bed to the living room, to the car, to the desk, to the car, to your TV set a chore? If that's you, you got to be moving, even a little bit. So this concept of lymph, it's for everybody. Everybody. if you're on your deathbed or you're thinking of marathons, it doesn't matter. Moving fluid, enhancing drainage, is the equivalent of health. And a lot of that revolves around the lymph. So this lymphatic water is moving on towards the venous system. And along the way, so you're in there, shrunk down, like that Raquel Welch film in the 60s, remember? When everybody shrinks down to micron size and they're on the inside of an artery. You're on the inside of your lymph in a little boat. You're paddling away, and you come to the node, the lymph node. Now, you all know what a lymph node feels like. You've touched parts of your body, your head, your neck, your armpits, your groin. You've heard of the cancers in the lymph. You've heard of women with breast cancer having the lymph taken out, resected. You've learned about the sentinel lymph node. You've learned what lymph is. You know what lymph is. When the lymph is infected, they swell and they hurt. When the lymph is hard like a rock, that's not a good sign. That could be cancerous. And maybe not, and usually not. The lymph can granulate. What is the lymph node? The lymph node is a place that the lymph takes you to. And inside the node, it looks like branches on a tree. The lymph node looks like branches on a tree. The lymph node is really the spleen. Lymph nodes are little spleens. The spleen has a great deal to do with the flow of lymph. The lymph node, the lymph itself, the spleen, are basically one unit. And you could add the kidney to that in a more distant way. But they all control lymph flow. So right now you're paddling in your little boat and you're in the canoe and you're in a lymph node. Inside it, shrunk down you are. And you're in this node, like this bean. And on the branches of these trees in the lymph node are immune system cells. Two types particularly, but multiple types. One of them is a lymphocyte, which eats your viruses. It produces antibodies to attack, in a genetic sense, your viruses. Brilliant. Genetically engineered drugs. You know where they're made? In the human body. It's called a lymphocyte reading a virus, producing an antibody specifically coded to go after and deactivate the virus. The body already knows how to do this. Those lymph nodes live inside. Those lymphocytes live inside your lymph node. You also have macrophages. Macrophages are garbage men. Big hogs. They eat anything. Like pigs. Pigs eat anything, don't they? Goats eat anything. I think they do. But pigs definitely do. Macrophages are big pigs. They hang out in your lymph node. They eat anything. Parasite, bacteria, virus, garbage, toxin. You name it. In that lymph node are macrophages, lymphocytes. What does that do? It helps clean the lymph. So when you get infected, all that intercellular water is loaded with infection. It gets to the lymph. The lymph gets overloaded, and it swells, and it hurts. Beautiful. You got it. So there you are sailing now through the lymph node. And then the lymph nodes, the lymph itself, the lymph channels, the lymph passages are getting bigger. So the little tributary called a lake, the stream, the pond, in between your cells of still lymphatic water, moves into the bigger river. And the bigger river goes through the node. And then the river gets bigger. And now you're in a big one. And then you end up in the venous system. You'll pass through the spleen, which is a giant lymph node, filled with, you know, the spleen is like a million lymph nodes. The spleen is an immune system organ. One of its functions is an immunity. And it's basically a big lymph. It's a big lymph node. Which is why if you lose the spleen, it's not really a good thing, even though you can still live. But it's not a good thing to lose your spleen. It's not that simple. So there you are, getting to know this giant lymph node, the spleen, and all of this drains into the venous system. And from the venous system, it hits your kidney. And now what your kidney has to do is pull out all the water-soluble garbage and make urine, pull water out of the venous system. The kidney's going to drain all that water. So the water comes in, circulates in between the cells. The water moves out from in between the cells via the lymph, and then the kidneys take it and you urinate it out. That's how we clean the intercellular space. Beautiful. Now, if you're just sitting on a chair, if you're sedentary, if you're walking to the store and you call that exercise and you're trying to heal, after the first base of healing, you're not going to do so well unless you move your body and clean your lymph. Now, there's really nothing better to move lymph than hot, cold. So now we're going to break down these therapies. Hot, cold therapy to move stagnant lymph. Here's the thing about the lymph and the venous system. They don't have a pump. Nothing moves them. You have to understand, arterial perfusion is driven by a pump. And it's not the heart. It's the elasticity of the artery. The artery is elastic. The artery has layers of muscle in it. One layer is called the tunica media. It's the middle layer. The middle layer is filled with elastic tissue, elastin, collagen. And that elastin gives it an elasticity. So if you blow it open, it compresses. It's like a balloon. You blow it open and then it compresses. And on that basis, as it compresses, it pushes the blood all the way into the capillary. Now, the capillary you have to think about as a one-celled little web that wraps itself like a vine, like the way a vine on a house wraps itself around the brick, the way a vine wraps itself around the chimney. You have to think of the extension of the arterial, which is elastic and pumping, into the artery, into the capillary, and the capillary, like a vine, is wrapped around your cells. And so the capillary delivers oxygen, glucose, and all these little nutrients to the cell. And it's kissing the cell. It's caressing the cell. It's holding the cell. So you've got trillions of cells wrapped with trillions of capillaries. That exchange there is pretty, pretty smooth. The problem is, how do we get the drainage? Because the venous system and the arterial system have no pump. They're not elastic. And they don't move so quickly. And when you're recovering from disease or illness or symptomology or years of problems, because there's no pump moving that stuff out, you're going to have a problem moving it. So when it builds up because it's not moving fast enough, then all the good stuff your arterial system's pumping in isn't going to be used. You'll shut down cell repair. You will shut down cell repair, not because you're not getting the stuff in, but because to use the stuff after you get it in, you have to drain. Concept, big concept. This show is conceptual. My conclusion, working with you over the years, is you must understand this. Which means I'm going to remind you to tell your friends. Just like you tell them if you found some great investment in the stock market. If they're interested in their health, they've got to listen. Get on the website and the archives. Your job, you've got 3,000 people a week that listen to this show. I've got 1,500 people that are on the archives all the time. Tell your friends to listen to this because this is the way you heal. It's the next level. If you're spending money on herbs, this is to embellish and make your money a better investment. If you don't believe in any of this, get them anyway. They'll hear my voice, and they're going to start to think. Take that leap for me, for yourself, for people you care about, because it is the only way this is going to work. It isn't going to work in 90-minute office visits. It's not going to work purely on the basis of radio shows. It's going to work with a conceptual shift in the American public that makes them aware how much money, time, and energy they're losing. If you're saying you don't have time, you're not considering the time you're losing because your day is not efficient. You're going to get old sooner or later, and you're going to sit there and wonder where it all went if you're not doing that already. And you've been robbed because you're being lied to, misinformed, and obliterated. There is a reality here that's robbing the quality of life. And you've got to take it by the helm, by your actions. And that's what's at stake here. It is truly at stake. So you're going to hear this show again. You're going to listen. Because it's conceptual. Now, let's discuss the infrared sauna. You can buy them in little units that cost $500. You can buy four-person units that you could sit there comfortably with two people. Two people could sleep in a four-person unit infrared sauna. There's the company TheraSauna. Premier Research, I think, still sells that. And if they don't, find a TheraSauna. And then do a Google search on a guy named Robbie Besner, B-E-S-N-E-R. He sells something called the Therasage, T-H-E-R-A-S-A-G-E, Robbie Besner, B-E-S-N-E-R. Premier Research sells some of his stuff, and he also sells these infrared units. If you can barely move, if walking uphill for 10 minutes is a challenge for you, you can still get in sooner or later to an infrared sauna. If you're that person on the track, when you're done and you've rinsed off your sweat, if you were to take the black magma clay, and rub that into your hands and rub that into your feet and rub that into your neck and rub that into your kidneys, and then go into the infrared sauna at 150, 160 degrees. And if that's frightening, do 120. And if that's frightening, do 100. And if that's frightening, don't go into an infrared sauna. And if you're frightened, you need supervision. And supervision's available. Go to somebody. Have them supervise you. Do it with a friend. But in the ideal of it, you're in that infrared sauna at 160 degrees with the clay on, as I just described, and you sit there for 20 minutes, and you already worked out, and you already stretched, and you've already got center, and you're in the infrared sauna, and now you're sweating with the clay on. And you're not going to do that one better. You're not going to stay in there with the clay for 40 minutes. Because if you do that, the toxins are going to come out, and then they're going to go back in. So you can have a nice day poisoning yourself. 20 minutes in an infrared sauna with the clay on. You're sweating. The clay is drying. And you're sweating. And it's perfect. And then you're going to come out of the sauna and dive into the ocean. Or dive into the lake. Or dive into the snow. Or you're just going to go into your ice-cold shower that you've had adjusted to have maximal water pressure, that you've filtered all the chlorine and fluorine and dorine out of there. And you're going to get all the clay off. And no, it won't wreck your drain. And then you're going to go back into the infrared sauna for another 20 minutes. And you already would have dry brushed your skin for 10 minutes when you got up in the morning with a natural boar's head bristle brush. Are you doing this? Are you out there trying to heal doing this? Are you trying to get radiantly healthy? Are you doing this? So you went into that far infrared sauna, in and out. Your last phase is 20 minutes in there sweating. You're not having any clay on. This is your second round. And then you go back into the shower and you turn it on ice cold. And that's how you begin your day. Do that 3 times a week, 4 times a week. Do that to make yourself feel good. Hot, cold, nothing works better. If you can bring yourself more into nature, try this once. Go up to Ojai. Go out to Palm Desert. Go out to where you can discourse with a higher resonance. And do the same thing. Go into the hot sulfur springs for 15 minutes with the clay on. Rather, dry the clay on the side of the spring, and then go into the spring as you rub the clay off. Or sit there in the waterfalls. They have waterfalls up there, hidden throughout. All these mountains are these little waterfalls. And go into these places and sit at the waterfall, the icy waterfall, and put the clay on your body and let it dry in the sun. No, you can't do that every day. But you need to know what you're missing. It may change your life. You may go find an apartment down in Fallbrook and leave Torrance. If you could. Don't cut yourself short. Every time somebody talks to you about something that can be, don't kill it by saying, oh, that's not me, I can't. Do it once. Don't let your mind get in the way. Take the first step. That's a visual enactment. And over a year or 2 years or 3 years or 4 years, things can change drastically. You have to project for it to happen. So do this once if you can. And when you put the clay on by the waterfall, go in to the icy water after you've dried it in the hot sun. And feel that experience. Or go by the ocean and do the same and feel that experience. Sweat is lymph. Sweat is urine. If each day you don't sweat, or 4 times a week you're not sweating, we're not moving lymph. And there's a concept of critical mass here. Critical mass is the point at which you begin to really accelerate a healing, where you cross the threshold. You're not going to do it until you start sweating. Always keep in mind that as you heal through a healing, there's a critical climax. There's a tipping point. And that tipping point is never in the beginning. One of the reasons that you're not going to hit critical mass early on if you're chronic is, here's another concept, the pro-inflammatory state. You've lived in the pro-inflammatory state a long time. That's how you had problems. So you see how everything is connected to everything? Everything is truly connected to everything in the body. If you're just talking about lymph, strictly speaking, the lymph, you're going to get to first base. You can't talk about moving the lymph correctly and getting to the tipping point, to critical mass in the cell, to the place you want to go, until the tipping point. The tipping point is deeply connected to the fact that you've been in the pro-inflammatory state. Now, what's the pro-inflammatory state? Check any one of my other shows. I never stop talking about this. Inflammation is the breakdown of the cell, mitigated, controlled by one, high insulin, free radical damage, exposures to things that eat your cell and in a bad way, compounded or driven by a high insulin lifestyle, which is, again, for many people, the carbohydrate, the garbage fats, the garbage sugars, all the stuff you don't do, I know. But that pro pro-inflammatory state creates a perpetual pro-inflammatory state. You have to understand inflammation. When you inflame due to the pro-inflammatory state for years, your systematics, your physiology around the tissue perpetuates inflammation. You just don't do it and stop and it goes away. The fibrotic tissue that all these toxic chemicals are locked in, product of long-term inflammation. The toxic fibrotic tissue in between the cells that a long-term pro-inflammatory state creates sequesters in scar tissue what sustains inflammation. You just don't stop the sugar and stop this and stop that and stop the drugs and the cigarettes and the coffee and the radiation and say, well, you know, I can't be in the pro-inflammatory state because I stopped all this stuff a month ago or 6 months ago. That is myopia. Just the physical, mechanical demand for moving lymph to stripping off the flesh with physical manipulation, yeah, deep tissue massage, to high-level acceleration of blood through the body through intense vigorous exercise is necessary long-term for people to really hit the tipping point. I hope this is fun. It's fun for me. Getting healthy is fun. If you're sitting there getting a headache because of all the work you have to do, you're missing the point. Really. It's fun to watch TV. It's fun to do a lot of things. Fun has to be in everyday exchange with nature and your body. That has to be fun. If it's not fun, we're kidding ourselves. We're selling out. Don't do that. And if you start and you're in your second month, your third month, you're still in the pro-inflammatory state. So you're not going to really move lymph. No matter what you're spending your money on to do it. But little by little by little by little, you will break up the fibrotic tissue in between the cells. The fibrin layers, the threads of fibrin, which is scar tissue, will begin to digest, disappear, dissolve, and be moved out of the intercellular space. And you'll feel it as a looseness, an openness, a circulation through the body, a lightness of being. When the body's sick, it's dense. It's dense, fibrotic, inflamed, filled with mucus. We live filled with all this mucus. And this creates the terrain for infection. And once we have infectious, toxic, fibrin-driven, mucus-ridden plaques of snot inside the canals of your lymph between the cells, it takes time because you're now in a pro-inflammatory chronic state. You're an inflammation machine. Here, just take this anti-inflammatory here. Take a little white willow bark and cat's claw. They're all anti-inflammatories. It'll be okay. No, you won't be okay. You won't even get close. But you should take them. I'm an herbalist. I'll give them to you. If you come to see me, I'll give them to you. But I'll make sure that you get involved in the other ways specific to you. Because you're only going to go to first base if you don't integrate. Because everything's connected to everything. So understand, we're here talking about the lymph today and hot-cold therapy and its importance. At the same time, if the diet isn't reducing the pro-inflammatory state, if there's not a physical manipulation occurring, which this infrared move your body, stretch your body is all about, but if you don't have it integrated, you're not going to hit the tipping point. That's exciting. I hope you're excited. That excites me. I see patients a couple of times a week. That's all. If you're lost and it's just too complicated for you, get on the phone, call Annika or Catalina, both lovely. They manage the center down there, 310-320-1132. 310-320-1132. Call them. That's Annika or Catalina. Come in once, twice, three times. We don't know who you are. You may be simple for us or complicated for us. But wherever you're at, if you're lost, come in. Even do it one time. And when you call in and you have to listen to the prices and the costs and the rest of it and you can't do it, at least come to my school. That's a way to do it. A lot of people can't because they don't have the time. Every 6 weeks, so once every 6 weeks for $125. That comes to $20 a week. This Sunday, I'm with a group that started a year ago. Every one of them will tell you they've learned much. They've learned much. They've learned concepts that they can bring to their health. So they're not first base thinkers. They're on second and third base. They're looking for the home run. And it's cost them for the year $700 or $800, less than $20 a week, so they can get educated and hooked in. And by now, they're all hooked into each other. See, that's the key. Hooking people into people. Now, December 2nd's shut. I've got about, I don't know, five spaces for December 9th. The December 9th class is still open. Call Annika at 310-559-0811. 310-559-0811. And that's for the school. So do one or the other. Do the school, or if you're really spinning and it's complicated, come in and let me set you straight. Sometimes things are too complicated. And it's not that you have to come in a lot of times. It's that you've got to come in and get set in the right direction with things to do and concepts to assimilate for you. Super, super important. Now, onward, men. So there you are. You're running, you're stretching, you're walking uphill, you're diving into oceans, lakes, rivers, waterfalls. You can't do any of that, so you just get up, you put clay on your hands, your feet, your kidneys, your neck. You jump into an infrared sauna. You can't afford an infrared sauna, so you use a little sauna. $500, $400. You can get all sorts of good saunas. Or you do a little better. You turn your backyard and your retirement into a flora and fauna field, a compost pile. Using all sorts of wonderful accrements to building the soil. Your soil's filled with earthworms and insects and bees, fruit trees, flowers, fragrance, fertile soil. Your feet, your 60, 70, 80-year-old feet in the soil, stretching them. Taking your hands and touching trees. That's right, you're out there. You're stretching out there in your own backyard with your own property. Or you live in the mountains because you don't have your own property. You can find a way. Above all, you're sweating. Above all, since everything is connected to everything, you're keeping your bowels open. The lymph will plug if the bowels clog. The lymph will plug if the bile clogs. The lymph will plug if the breath is clogged. The lymph will plug if the sweat, if the pores of your sweat pores are too clogged. The lymph will clog if you're in the pro-inflammatory state. The lymph can never, no matter what you do, move enough out of the lymph if you're in the pro-inflammatory state, which is the lousy diet, the negative thoughts, the inflexibility of the tissue. In the end, all that intercellular water will end up in the kidneys. They'll end up in the kidneys. The kidney has the last say. And kidneys are variable in function. They're variable in function. We measure kidney function, the rate and speed at which the kidneys pull water out of the blood. The speed, acceleration, ability of the kidneys to make urine, right? The speed at which they do this is very related to something that your doctor should measure with specificity. It's called the GFR, the glomerular filtration rate. The kidney is the lymph. Everything's connected to everything. And if your kidney function is depressed because you're hyperglycemic, because you're in the pro-inflammatory state, because there's necrosis in the kidney, because you've had a history of kidney infections, because you have multiple cysts in the kidney, because your calcium oxalate is too high because you're hyperparathyroid, or you're not hyperparathyroid, but simply you've lived a life of 6 to 8 to 10 to 20 cups of coffee a day, or 5 or 6 espressos a day, and you've dehydrated your body, or you haven't done coffee, but you've dehydrated your body, and all the uric acid crystals, thus the gout, or no gout and just high uric acid, subclinical, or in fact, you're just built too much gunk, mucus, pus, dead cells in your kidneys. You will depreciate the rate at which you urinate out your intercellular fluid. And after 50, 55, 60, 65, 70, 75, 80, you may have reduced your kidney function 10 or 15%. That is enough to keep your intercellular water filthy. I wish we had studies, double-blind placebo studies, proving all of this. We need to create a new science. You know Isaac Newton? Remember Isaac Newton? You got it. Physicist, Rhodes Scholar, 1500s. There was Einstein, Tesla, Isaac Newton, just maybe a handful in the last 1,000 years. Well, Isaac Newton couldn't get the answers to the questions he needed, so he created calculus. And Leibniz, the German, he was doing it simultaneously. But Newton created calculus to answer mathematical issues. To answer issues in physics, he created his own field. We need to create our own field in holistic medicine because what we call the double-blind placebo study is a lot of junk. It doesn't work. The model is dead. We've built the word science on the back of something that doesn't work. There are energetic models. There are intuitive models. There are models that talk to your common sense with a clarity far beyond the double-blind placebo study. So we're sitting here 1,000 years behind the times. We truly are. That's why you suffer. Because you've schismed into two worlds. The world where you go to your doctor and he dictates to you the reality of your health. Now I know you know this, except mark my words, when it hits the fan, when things really get crazy, when you're told you're sick, all of a sudden, all this holistic stuff, it jumps right out the window. You know why? Because you've maintained a first base attitude towards holistic health. First base doesn't cut it when the men in white are talking you down in the hospital, in the office. When you mumble out your justifications for the tests you want run. When you mumble out your justifications for the therapy you want, and the men in white just look at you like you're an idiot, you break, you bend, you succumb. And a little bit of pain on top of that, and their fine guidance, and all this holistic medicine, it just goes up in smoke. Gee, I'm going to put this show up. This is going to be my freebie for everybody. They just get better and better, don't they? That's because we're developing relationship. I'm looking for relationship. As taxing as that may be sometimes, but that's just the way it works in life, isn't it? If you need to see me, 310-320-1132. Call Catalina or Annika at that number. On December 9th, I've got about 5 spaces left. Speak to Annika at 310-5 559 0811. I think we're done. You guys have a great week. Try some of these concepts. Ta-ta.
Been listening to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Invite your family and friends to the show and learn about Dr. Medici through his website, straighttalk.cc. He'll give you the tools you need to save your health and prevent unnecessary surgeries and harmful drugs. And the best part, you can call in live with your health questions every week. For those of you still holding for Dr. Medici, stay on hold. He'll continue to answer calls for as long as it takes. He's dedicated to your ultimate healing. And remember, to contact his office for an appointment, call Rachel or Johanna at 310-320-1132. That's 310-320-1132. Join Dr. Medici next week at 10 a.m. for more Straight Talk on Health. This show and the information therein has not been evaluated by the FDA, and recommended products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The information provided on this site is for informational purposes only and is not intended as a substitute for advice from your physician or other healthcare professional.